Two Ways to Shipwreck Your Faith, written by Jennifer Waddle, read by Laura Hopkins. Today's Bible verse is 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 18 and 19. This charge I commit to you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them you may wage the good warfare, having faith and a good conscience, which some have rejected, concerning the faith have suffered shipwreck. To experience an actual shipwreck would be one of the scariest experiences a person could go through. When we hear of cruise ships being stranded at sea, starting to sink, or having mechanical issues, we hold our breaths until people are safely rescued. The Apostle Paul knew the experience of shipwreck probably better than anyone. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 25, he says, "Three times I was beaten with rods. Once I was pelted with stones. Three times I was shipwrecked. I spent a night and a day in the open sea." Three times he was shipwrecked, and yet he survived to tell the story. While most of us can only imagine such an ordeal, I'm afraid others of us may end up going through something just as terrible, the shipwreck of faith. Hebrews chapter 6, verses 4 through 6 says, "For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gift and have become partakers of the Holy Spirit and have tasted the good work of God and the powers of the age to come, if they fall away, to renew them again to repentance, since they crucify again for themselves the Son of God and put him in an open shame." Drifting away from our relationship with Jesus is a serious situation that requires serious action. We are in danger of reaching a place in the open sea of life where we completely abandon our faith and outright reject the Lord. There is an interesting line in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 20, that mentions a couple of men by the names of Hymenaeus and Alexander, men to whom Paul handed over to Satan. Now, I don't know about you, but I never want to be handed over to Satan. The context of the passage is that Paul recognized two grave things that these men had allowed to happen, two things that basically shipwrecked their faith. When Paul warned Timothy to fight the good fight with faith and a good conscience, he was outlining two necessary things for the Christian walk. Unfortunately, Hymenaeus and Alexander had rejected these and been expelled from Paul's leadership in order that they would learn a hard lesson. Following the example of these men, here are two ways to shipwreck your faith. First, reject. In a world where everyone is encouraged to embrace whatever feels right, there is an extreme danger of being misled toward ideas that are contrary to the scriptures. These ideas plague our culture, our homes, and even our churches. Eventually, they may lead a person to outright reject faith in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Luke chapter 10, verse 16 says, "He who hears you hears me. He who rejects you rejects me. And he who rejects me rejects him who sent me." Belief and the acceptance of Jesus as the only true God is foundational to the Christian faith. Any other ideas that try to distort this truth are ideas that can lead to shipwreck. It is crucial to our faith that we trust in the finished work of Christ on the cross and not try to add or take away from it. Second, ignore. When our conscience becomes hardened to the point that we no longer hear or heed the voice of the Holy Spirit, our faith becomes like a splintered ship tossed against the rocky shore, useless and abandoned. The Holy Spirit's role is God in us. When we enter into a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, His Spirit comes to reside. He guards, guides, and directs us in the way we should go. Without His navigation, our faith will surely be shipwrecked. It is of utmost importance that we remain in step with Him and listen to His still, small voice. Galatians chapter 5, verse 25 says, "If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit." Paul's charge to Timothy was to remain strong in the battle, steady on the open seas, and faithful in the Lord. He knew that temptations would come, temptations to reject and ignore the only God and Savior, therefore risking the shipwreck of his faith. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10 says, "For to this end we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those who believe."
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hey everybody, I'm Dale.
And I'm Tamara.
And we're hosts of the Kainos Project podcast,
where we help you tackle ancient Christian truths in everyday settings.
The word kainos means new, and that's exactly what we want to do on our podcast, bring something new from what is old in our faith.
And on this show, you might hear us explore topics like what the Bible has to say about student loan forgiveness, discuss how the Satanic Temple affects our view of religious liberty in America, or even question why is it that so many people are having rapture anxiety.
To learn more about the podcast, go to lifeaudio.com.